now we want to take the opportunity to honour Kristen Forster for all that he's brought to the church in his leadership over the past 8 years, I think it is. And also to say goodbye to Kristen and Judith as a couple. So I just want to invite different people to come up who are just going to share some things of what Chris has brought to us over these past few years.
My wife, Lina, and I have been part of River since 1979. And I've been part of the central leadership team for just over 20 years. What that means, apart from the fact I'm now getting quite old, is that during that time, we've seen a lot of changes, but also been privileged to be, particularly as part of the leadership, someone who has seen prophetic words, heard prophetic words come to the church over many years, and sensed what God wanted for us as a community, as River Church, the potential that there is here, and the prophetic declaration over us about many things as a place of prayer, a place of healing, a place where sacred-secular divide is broken down, a place of significance for the nation and for the nations. But you will know that prophetic words, prophecy, isn't inevitable. Because something is spoken out, it doesn't mean it's inevitable. You only have to look at the story of the nation of Israel to know that. It's possible for that prophetic word, those prophetic words, to be unfulfilled. And the reason I'm standing here is that I would like to honour you, Kristen, as someone who has helped take us into the good of many of that prophetic declaration over us. As someone who has lived the larger part of my adult life to see God's purposes fulfilled through this church, I want to say thank you to you, because prophetic words need catalyst, and they need leadership, and they need cooperation. And it wasn't that we were rebelling against them, but somehow, Chris, with your leadership, it enabled us to take that next step into a new fulfillment of those. We haven't seen them all fulfilled, but the stories you've just been hearing is an indication of where things have reached. So I would like to honour you, I'd like to honour you both, actually, and say thank you to you sincerely.
Thank you. I want to say thank you. I've got lots I can thank you for. But one thing specifically, which means a lot to me, is when we were starting Nourish, which is like our small group Bible study toolkit, and we had great ideas, but Kristen really saw the vision. He just really got it, and that was so encouraging. And he spent time with me, sitting, talking to me, talking through it, what we could do, what we, you know, what would be great to do. And I appreciated that a lot, and I thank you for it. And also, of course, he encouraged me to do Radnet, which was before the big year started. That was the Ichthus kind of big year, which was brilliant. So I had a great time. So thank you, Kristen, for that.
Hi, Kristen. I'm here on behalf of Big Year students, past and probably present, to really honour you for the teaching that you've brought into the Big Year. I was a Big Year student last year, and guys, you just have to know, it was amazing sitting under Kristen's teaching, time after time, for him to be given a whole day to talk and to share his heart and to hear his theology and his thinking and his revelation develop as he talked to us on the day was amazing. And often those times when Kristen went off-piste and came up with some revelation on the moment were the times when the Lord spoke to me the most deeply. And my life was really impacted by your teaching on the Big Year last year. And so on behalf of the Big Year students, I know there are many here nodding at me as I'm doing this, we would want to thank you hugely for what you've input into us. It has been amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just an inkling, really, of just the amazing amount of work you have done amongst us, Kristen, which I am profoundly grateful for the impact you've had on our church and on our leadership in particular, but throughout our church. And for me personally, too, I just want to take this as a public opportunity to thank you for again for what you've meant to me. I couldn't believe it 15 years ago when I had a phone call from someone saying that Kristen Forster was looking for a job. And we worked together, and I benefited so much from those years working with Kristen, as we often would travel together to places like Switzerland and walk and chat and pray around Harleyford Estate. And at that time, I walked away from church leadership just at that time. I was actually tempted into the business world full time, and I was director of an IT company, which Kristen came to work for. But Kristen really helped me keep alive my passion for the church and my vision to see God's kingdom come, and actually reawakened in me the possibilities of actually the church doing something significant in our region and in the nation. So I really want to honour you and thank you for that, Kristen. You've meant an awful lot to me personally as a friend throughout all those years. Thank you.
Some of what we shared is only a small amount of what Kristen has brought to us as a church, but we just wanted to give an opportunity for some people to speak out those things. But we just want to invite you guys to come up, if that's okay. And we've got some presents that we'd like to give to you.
Okay, I can't read it now. It says, "Christ is the light of the Christ is the light. May He illumine your path. Christ is the way. May He direct you your life. Christ is the breath. May He feed your soul." Those actually probably do resonate with me. I think. Is that okay? Yeah. They resonate very much. I think. You know, most of you all know that I was 15 when the Lord gave my life back. And the closeness of Jesus is hugely underestimated in the church, if I can put it that way. We get so wound up with our programs and our and the life and the different responsibilities and so on. And yet it is an incredible privilege to walk with him, you know, and he says that I'll be with you to the end of the age. And you don't always know where that is going to take you as a journey. I didn't know it was going to bring us over here. You know, that was a huge surprise. And it would be untrue to say that transitions don't have a grief in them, you know. And as I'm standing here today, there is a sort of a ripping that happens in the soul as you move on. But, you know, Jesus himself says, and he says, you know, the Son of Man has nowhere to rest. And there are times we keep wandering. We have to keep moving. And those who are born of the Spirit are like the wind. And so it is, I believe you're going to see a harvest over the next 2 years. You will see a harvest over the next 2 years. I'm not saying anything beyond that. I'm just saying it's just what it feels like as I'm speaking at the moment. And what people are discipled into is so important. And what people need to come into is not the programs. It's not even our support structures. And actually that is why the church is in the mess it is in the West, is we've had the resources to put great support structures for people that mean they don't actually have to come into that connection and walk with Jesus. And so I want to say over this period that what we are bringing people into is into a walk with Jesus before it is anything else at all. So it's interesting that it's Lindisfarne. I think I don't know what we're stepping into next. That is sometimes the way those things go. But actually, I have a deep sense of a time for the nation. This is a time for the nation, and there is there's a time here when Jesus says about the need for new wineskins, and he says, but that the old will be preserved too. And I think that that actually is when we say those things like the Lord is doing a new thing. That doesn't mean to say that the anointing goes off the old. It's just we need to leave space as well for where the new sometimes takes us. And actually, as we go forwards, you know, there are through these kinds of times, what we find is the quality of what is there and has been built together is what shines through when it's not dependent on the old sort of structural connections, if you like. And therefore, I do believe that there'll be a big participation that as we sit here in this room with the things that the Lord is doing that are new, which are kingdom things. You know, there is this interesting thing, isn't there? You know, sometimes there's church and kingdom. What is the, they're not totally the same, but they're not totally separate either. And so during this period, there is a, for myself and for Judith, we feel a sense of being pulled into the kingdom. And we don't exactly know what that will look like, but it's been a real privilege to lead here as church. There are lives here that we've walked through some, well, sometimes quite deep things with on there. And there are some joys and there have been losses and privileges. But it is a privilege to be put into a position, and it's been a fantastic privilege to carry that over the last 8 years. There's a deep love for huge numbers of people in this room. And when I say huge numbers, instead of saying everybody, I'm looking around, there are faces I don't know. So it's not that I wouldn't love you, just I just haven't known you. But there are, if you've been in the church for more than a couple of years, I can guarantee that we've prayed for you, you know. Absolutely guarantee it, because you do. You walk with folks, you carry hearts and so on. And this is just a different way of walking now. It's a different way of walking. So I just want to thank you really for giving me the privilege, and for Judith as well, for giving us the privilege of leading here. Yeah, that's probably hard to know what to say beyond that, so thank you.
We're just going to pray for Kristen and Jude. So I just want to invite the central team and the congregation leaders to just come up.
Yeah, Father, you've just heard how much we are grateful to this couple, Lord Jesus. They've brought us so much life through the Spirit, Lord Jesus. They've brought us so much, and we thank you and honour them before you in heaven right now. And Lord God, as they move on in this season, Lord Jesus, as they feel this calling to kingdom, Lord God, I pray that you would open up the doors before them. You're the establisher of the ways, Lord Jesus. You establish our footsteps. And I pray for that for Kristen and Judith, Lord God, in this season. They will know the God of heaven establishing their footsteps, making them firm, broadening the path beneath their feet, and leading them, Lord God, into greater and more fruitful works, Lord Jesus, than they've even done here. So, God, we just want to pray the massive blessing of heaven upon them, Lord Jesus. Massive blessing. They go with our love. They go with our blessing. They go, Father God, with our prayers. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father, that the call on us is to be blessed and to be a blessing. Right. And Father, thank you that your blessing is very richly upon Kristen and Judith. And Lord, we know that blessing doesn't remain in there because they give away of that blessing to so many. So Father, that is what we recognize, and that is what we proclaim over them, that the blessing upon them may increase, and the blessing that is given from them may increase. Father, we want to just release them to a wider place where their blessing and their influence can be over many. And Father, as you bring in your kingdom, Father, may you bring it in through them. Too, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, I just want to echo that, Lord. Your word talks about being blessed at our going out and our coming in. And so Father, I just want, as someone who, to some extent, is a father in this house, I want to pray blessing on Kristen and Judith as individuals. I want to pray blessing on them as a couple. I want to pray blessing on them in their whole family. And Lord, I pray that they will be blessed in their going out and in whatever they come into, that you would bless them, bless them, bless them. And Lord, when they feel they can't be blessed anymore, bless them again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, as we were praying there, I just wanted to say, Kristen, I did feel in the spirit that the Lord, the Father, saying that there's going to be an increase, not a decrease, in this season. It will be an increase. And whilst the possibilities are uncertain, there will be an increase. There will be an increase. An increase of influence in this season, not a decrease. I want to release that over you prophetically right now. Increase, Father. We say we thank you for the influence you've had on this church, and we release that, Father, in the Spirit over many hundreds of churches, Lord Jesus, in our nation. Oh, Jesus.